The Syracuse Land Bank became a landlord this week as part of its work to put more city land on the tax rolls. We get more from the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney.
The land bank closed on the sale of 17 properties that are vacant or owners were significantly behind on their property taxes. Most of those are in the Valley or Strathmore sections of Syracuse. The agency hired property management agencies to assess and maintain the properties, or if there's someone living in them, to be the landlord. Caitlin Wright of the land bank says tenants will not be evicted.
I suspect that if their landlords weren't paying their taxes, they probably weren't adequately maintaining the buildings either, and we'll be able to come in and make improvements.
Wright says the land bank's goal will be to resell the properties quickly. The land bank was formed in 2012 under a new state law. There are more than 3,000 seizable properties in Syracuse. If owners pay back taxes, they will get off that list. The land bank will continue over the next few months to take ownership of more properties. The city council is seizing properties and transferring them in batches. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVU News.